Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
I had an interesting coincidence occur in the past month or so, and that is that multiple people from different animal care professions have proposed the idea of replacing the companion animal population with robots. They didn't suggest this because they don't like companion animals, but rather because they do. And because they do, they were increasingly concerned that the demands and the expectations that we were placing on companion animals were such that really a robot could do the job better. Because at most, if we did that to a robot, maybe the robot would blow a circuit. Or maybe one of its legs would fall off. Or, you know, maybe its battery would run down. But we can't do that to animals. Or rather, we can, but when they break under the stress, when they develop behavioral problems or medical problems as the result of our expectations, we can't just remove a part and replace it with a new one. We can't give them an upgrade. We can't change the program so that the expectations we had of the dog when it was just the dog in us can be upgraded so that the behaviors that evolved in that particular relationship are replaced by those that will make that dog comfortable when we move in with some roommates, or when we fall in love with someone who has kids, or move in with someone who has other animals, or maybe someone who lives in the country or the city. But we don't have that. And sad to say, when our animals don't do what we expect them to do, we become angry and frustrated. We feel betrayed. It's not supposed to be like this. In the world of Disneyfied human-animal companion relationships, they're supposed to be the symbols of unconditional love. They're supposed to change. They're supposed to keep up with us. You know, but they're supposed to adapt. It's their job to do that. And so with a robot could do that. The Japanese actually did create some robots. Now the military is creating animal robots, but the Japanese created them for companionship. You know, our egos just couldn't handle that. This idea that we could soothe some of our neediness for animals using a machine. No, we want the whole thing. Pay no attention to the thundering herd. It's the dogs and the cat are in the process of chasing each other around the house and periodically thundering by. And playing. And certainly, I will be the first to say that there is no robot that can play like two dogs or two dogs and a cat. It's not going to happen. On the other hand, in terms of sitting there and listening to me bitch and moan when I think life is just too much, well, I think maybe a fur-covered robot could handle that. I'm sure if I were a dog or a cat, I wouldn't think of that as a cool way to spend a day, as listening to this person complain and moan and groan about things. I'd rather that person got up and went outside and took a long walk in the woods. Maybe shoveled a little snow, brought in a little wood. But maybe the day will come. Maybe the day will come when robots will replace animals. I personally hate to see it happen. On the other hand, I also hate what happens to our animals physically and behaviorally when we make demands on them that they never evolved to fulfill. Something has to change. We automatically think it's the animals who should change. But maybe it's about time we change too.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.